Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
State game 81, and for me, biggest game of the year for the Warriors is tonight.
No doubt. And they get a Pelicans team. You said we're not getting Brandon Ingram, or we are?
I think he's out. I was looking at the ESPN report.
He is out.
That's huge.
Out until Feb 14, which would be their final game Sunday, and depending on their need in that game, he may not even play on Sunday.
Well, I love what I'm seeing from Golden State. And if you had told me a month and a half ago, let's say, that Golden State was going to circle the wagons, play great D, rebound, everybody was going to be feeling good, Kerr's going to have his rotation down, and they're just going to be rampaging, I never would have bought it. Never would have bought it. But that's why I got to give Kerr a little credit, because, you know, I've heard so many interviews, Dibs, where the players are like, you know what? We believe in each other. We're primed. We know we have, you know, our three Hall of Famers, and we got a young core, and we got a deep bench, and we're playing D. So, I mean, they feel good. Warriors are feeling good, and if you're a Warrior fan, you got to be feeling good. I'm optimistic about tonight.
Yeah, I'm optimistic, but I'm also cautiously pessimistic, if that makes sense, based on what I saw last night from New Orleans, 135-123 over a depleted Sacramento, admittedly. But watching New Orleans, even without Brandon Ingram, who won't play tonight, they've got a way to beat you in three or four different ways. Zion Williamson, finally healthy in the association, and he's playing as well as he has going back to his days at Duke. And CJ McCollum is fitting great with that team. They've got Valanciunas, a big who can pose problems against any team. Certainly Golden State can have to match up with TJD. I'm a little worried about New Orleans and just how well they've been playing.
Yeah, no, I mean, they've got length and athleticism and youth, and you know, that team's really, really, I mean, the closer you look at that team, you're like, wow, they got a lot of talent on that team. So yeah, it'll be a challenge, but no Ingram, second half of a back-to-back on the road. You know, what did I hear Fitz say last night? The Warriors played the most back-to-backs of any team in the league?
That sounds about right. And I think they have a fantastic record. I want to say this will be their 17th back-to-back on the year, and they, I think they are they 11-5, Grandy, in the second half of back-to-backs?
It's a good record. I will find the exact number.
Okay, because I had it before a few back-to-backs ago, and they were on the order of like 10-5 or 9-5. They had a great record in the second half of back-to-backs. But as far as tonight goes and the difficulty of the back-to-backs, because both team has it, New Orleans's might be a little bit easier, having just gone from Sacramento to Golden State. I would imagine they drove. Or would you take that 28-minute flight? I mean, you've got your plane there.
It's a Greyhound. It's a luxury Greyhound.
You've
trip.
Got your plane there. You know, you've got your New Orleans charter already there. So I guess you would fly, or would you fly it empty and have the guys just take a bus ride, which is a little bit easier on the body?
Yeah, I think you drive. I don't think you fly. But either way,
because the plane's got to get here no matter what.
Golden State's got to bring, like last night, they're going up against a Blazers team that was 2-13 in their last 15, right? And still, that was anybody's ball game in the fourth, you know? So, and then Golden State spurted, and that was it. They can't rely on that tonight. They can't rely on, oh, we'll just, you know, we're just going to throw our jocks out there, run around for three quarters and spurt at the end and pull away. If they don't bring a better energy off the tip, this game could get away from them before the fourth quarter.
The 17th news, set of back-to-backs, really quick. 17th set ends tonight. The Warriors are 13-4 in the first games of back-to-backs and 10-6 in the second.
Thank you, Grant.
That's pretty good. 10-6 is not
bad. I mean, yeah, 13-4 is also really good. That shows that they're probably going for it most of the time. Last night, notwithstanding, because last night you rested a couple of guys, Clay and Draymond. GP2, we don't know yet if he'll be able to give it a go tonight or not, but to be 10-6 on the second half of a back-to-back with an older team and a lot of these coming on the road, that to me is one of the more impressive stats for this team all year.
Yeah, the thing that I love about Golden State right now, it's the blend. It's the blend of the youth with Pajemski and Kuminga and TJD with, you know, Draymond's playing well. Klay's playing incredibly well. And it's amazing that we're kind of asking about Steph, because Steph is obviously the fulcrum of the whole franchise. But if he could somehow, he looks a little weary, you know, and it's like it would be nice. I know there's more playoff rest and that kind of thing, but how do you get him rested and still make a run? I'd feel a little bit better if he looked a little fresher, but maybe he's got a level he can get to.
Yeah, hopefully they can get to it soon, because two games left to go. You need them both if you're going to try to climb up to get into the 8 seed. You would need two wins and at least one Sacramento loss in order to secure the 8. You no longer can climb up to the 7. If you're the Golden State Warriors, you could be 8, 9, or 10. Obviously, if you can wind up tied with the Lakers, then you would get the 9. If you wind up tied with the Kings, then you fall behind Sacramento and you'd be the 9. You really want to win both and maybe have Sacramento get a hiccup against Phoenix, climb over the Kings, and wind up as the 8 seed. If you wind up as the 10, I don't think it's that much more of a difficult road. You still are going to have to go through Denver. You'd have to win 2 play-in games on the road, and then you'd have to face Denver in the first round. If you're the 8, you have a little bit of a cushion, and you could possibly avoid Denver if you won that first play-in game. You would be the 7 seed, and thereby avoiding Denver. It looks like Denver's going to be number 1 overall. They have 2 easy games to wrap up their year. They've got San Antonio and Memphis, and they've got a 1-game lead on OKC and Minnesota.
Yeah, the way Denver plays Golden State makes you feel like Golden State has no chance against Denver. So I don't know if they have a great chance against anybody else, but they really don't have a chance against Denver. Denver's entire team's in their prime. Jokic just does what he wants. It just seems like Denver has their number, and that's the bad matchup. If they can avoid Denver, I could see them pulling a first-round upset. I really could, and it sounds crazy, but they've got a lot of experience on their side, and they've brought their young players along this year. I mean, whoever thought that TJD, 57th pick in the draft, 3 picks before the end of the draft, would be better than James Wiseman? And that's what he is. He's better than James Wiseman. He had 4 blocks last night. He knows how to play. He knows how to position. He can pick and roll. I mean, the guy, it's amazing to me what TJD is. And I'm still shocked that he fell all the way to 57. He played in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
His dad's Dale Davis. The guy can pass. He can block shots. He can rebound. He averaged 20 a game in the Big Ten, and he went 57th. I mean, it's mystical. To me, it's a total mysterious question why he fell that far.
Well, it was a bit of an inside job if you look deep inside the draft. Because
with his agent, you mean?
His agent being Mike Dunleavy's brother, and the agent let it be known that they were not going to accept a deal that was not fully guaranteed in that first.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Last year, so, you know, as other teams were looking at him as a second round possible pick, you don't want to guarantee fully a guy that late in the draft, that late in the second round, and the Warriors were willing to do so, and therefore he was able to slide all the way down to Golden State with Mike Dunleavy's brother being the representative and him obviously liking the player as well. And there you have it. Golden State's got a 24-year-old big. And that's another thing for me as to why you could look at him as better than James Wiseman. He's older than James Wiseman and he's played more high-level basketball than James Wiseman. So for me, it's not that surprising that he's better than Wiseman. The shock for me is that Wiseman's not better than he was when he was 18.
Well, it shows you got to love ball. You know, I kind of question whether James Wiseman really loves ball. You know, yeah. I mean, I think he's dying to get home. You know, he's not working on his game. I mean, no, he's had a better year, but I mean, TJD understands, you know, positioning. I thought he did a nice job. I know Ayton had some good numbers last night, but I thought he did a nice job on Ayton. He just makes the right basketball play. And how many big men rookies can you depend on at this time of the year in a playoff type squad? I love what they've gotten out of him. And then Pajemski. I mean, Pajemski, you know, the old saying is if you rebound, you stay on the floor, whether it be CYO, high school, college. That's what he does, man. He rebounds the basketball and he stays on the floor.
And he makes smart plays and he takes charges and he does the little things that a lot of times rookies don't do. And I think it was you, Larry, who was tabbing Pods as the Warriors pick long before the draft.
Bill Duffy is a good buddy of mine. He's his agent. He got him on the show. And, he was just telling me, man, this guy's real. But the thing about it is the one thing that I've known for a long time is that rebounding, it's like sack production in college football. That's the thing that translates to the pros. What translates to the pros in basketball, it's rebounding. You have to, that's why they always say, well, the guy's got a knack as a rebounder. Well, this kid goes to the glass and rebounds in the trees every night.
Yeah.
So it's been fun to watch him kind of adapt. And because, you know, we all watched him in the summer league and how many passes did he get picked off? How many passes where somebody got a hand on it? And it was just like maybe the length of NBA players
and the speed
of the game was going to be too much. But then back to training camp, it was clearly he had made the adjustment. And he's been great all year.
You can't teach the moxie and the desire that he plays with as far as what you're saying, the rebounding, taking charges. Those are things that are mostly innate. It's hard to coax a guy into becoming a really voracious, active rebounder. And you're seeing it with Jonathan Kuminga where year three and he's just now starting to assert himself on the glass like you'd like. 888-957-9570 is the number. We want to hear from Warrior fans today. My question is, what's your emotion going into tonight? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Is there trepidation about New Orleans. Are you feeling like this Warrior team has got a good run of them to get to the 8 seed? For me, Larry, you've got to be the 8 in order to have a chance to, quote, go on a run. You need to be the 8. That way you can win the 7-8 game and avoid Denver. That, for me, is the job at all costs. I think whoever winds up as the 8 seed is in a heap of trouble because Denver's a team playing great right now. What's your feeling going into tonight? 888-957-9570. I'll say I'm excited, Larry, for sure. Biggest game of the year, but my prevailing feeling is I'm nervous after watching New Orleans last night, going back and forth between those games.
I think Golden State has got a little bit of a swagger. I mean, considering the year they've had and how things have looked, I really didn't think we'd be sitting here second week in April with a Warrior team that has swagger.
Right.
But they have swagger. And amazing, 19th pick, 57th pick, and they found two rookies that can be in their rotation. I mean, that right there, I mean, if you're Mike Dunleavy, you got to feel pretty good about that.
Both could be all-rookie selections. There's 10 players who get all-rookie first team and or second team, and that will be determined here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.